What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
A very sick Brooke.
Yep.
Trooping it out. But yeah, this is my pick of December. If I had
Yep.
two in December, I don't know.
I don't even know at this point.
Our recording schedule's been so fucked up lately. But anyways, we're almost nearing Christmas, a couple more days. So I chose Don't Open Till Christmas from 1984. This is another UK movie. This we only have two more episodes. Well, this one and one more in this year-long theme. But it's first time watch for me. I'm assuming first time watch for you. It was just, I don't know, I was searching like Christmas horror movies, and we've already done like a lot of the bigger ones. So I was limited to European Christmas movies too, so here we are
We are here.
with this thing. But before we talk about it too much, kick off our news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking just a little lemon and ginger tea.
I love that mug. That's sick.
Yeah, I got Universal Studios. What
Beauty.
about you?
Sarah stopped at the LCBO to get some liquor for Christmas the other day, and they had the
Nice.
double up coffee milk stout at up at the
Okay.
front. She got me a couple cans of that. She's like, "Oh, the lady said that they were really good." And I was
I
like,
don't
"Yeah,
think I was a fan of it, if I remember.
mean, it's okay. It's good. It's much better cold. Like, it needs to be very cold, but it's dark as fuck. Like, look at this
Yeah,
shit.
it is. It is.
It's like a Coke." With you being sick, I know that you've had lots of time to watch movies. So
Yes.
hit me with your last four.
All right. Last four. Oops. Today I watched The Father. It's on IMDb's top 250. Pretty good movie. I really liked it a lot, actually. Incredibly sad, but it has Anthony Hopkins in it and Olivia Colman.
Oh, yeah, I did see that on there.
Pretty much he has Alzheimer's and dementia, and very sad, but it's
Okay.
done really well. Watched Coco, kind of threw that on randomly with Theo the other day. Watched the new Knives Out movie, Wake Up Dead Man. I gave it 3 stars, definitely my least favorite out of them.
Oh, really?
Not a bad movie, I didn't care about the characters that much, and like, I don't know, I just wasn't the biggest fan.
Yeah.
And then watched one battle after another. It was on Crave or HBO Max down in the States. I gave it a 4.5. It's my new favorite movie of the year. So,
Nice. And you said it was your favorite Leo role?
yes, I think
You
so.
stand by that?
I
Okay.
think so.
Nice. Sweet.
How about you?
My shit pulls up here. There we go. So I watched The Sting, which was on IMDb's top 250.
Oh, nice.
I really enjoyed it, man. I think who is it? Robert Redford and God, I can't think of his name. From Julianne
Slapshot.
Luke. Paul Newman.
It's yeah.
I think they were fucking awesome together. That is a dynamic duo to have in a movie.
For sure.
And I wish we could have gotten more of those two together before they both passed. But yeah, it was really good. Then I watched The Long Walk the other night.
Nice.
And dude, that movie. Holy shit, I wasn't expecting to love it as much as I did.
Yeah.
And I had wanted to read the book before I watched the movie. And Sarah was kind of sitting out there while I was watching it. And then she was like, I'm not sitting out here for any more of this because, like,
Yeah.
kids are dying and shit. And so she went on Reddit and she's like, oh, apparently, if you read the book, you're going to hate the movie. And I was like, okay, well,
Oh,
that's fine.
really?
I've watched the movie already, so we'll see how that goes. And then to round out my Christopher Nolan list, I fucking finally watched Oppenheimer.
About time,
It's, I'm
holy.
only 2 years late on it. I enjoyed it,
Yeah.
did not love it.
Okay.
It was very long.
Yeah.
And it got real boring at some parts,
That's fair. Yeah.
but it was a really, really well-made movie. I think Christopher Nolan did an amazing job.
Yeah.
But for me personally, and this is where I said to you earlier that you're probably not going to like it, it doesn't crack my top five Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Okay, I thought you'd be a little upset because I know like this is your second favorite movie for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just fell short in sixth place on that list, so.
All right.
And boys and I watched The Bad Guys 2 yesterday. Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And it was okay. It was good.
Yeah.
Nothing worth watching.
Yep.
I have two episodes left of Welcome to Derry. Hoping to get through those some
Nice.
point this week, but.
Yeah, I've done my yearly end of the year. I needed to go back and finish all my shows that I started. So, yeah, I finished Shrinking. I got caught up on Pluribus. I'm getting caught up on Severance season two.
Nice.
And then also Derry as well. So
How's Pluribus? Is it still holding up after that first episode?
it's good.
Okay.
I feel like season two, if there, I'm guessing there will be a season two, will be much better, I think.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, it's not boring, but it's kind of interesting. It's funny, but I don't know. It's a weird show for sure.
I heard that first episode was fucking crazy, though.
Yeah.
Okay. For news, we have matter. The Megan spin-off called Soulmate has been pulled from release. It was originally
Okay.
scheduled for January 9th, 2026, but Universal has dropped it from its calendar and they are currently shopping the film.
Nice.
Welcome to Derry has officially been given an R rating for bloody violent content. What did I say?
He said, "Welcome to Derry."
Yeah. Return to Silent Hill.
I was gonna say, I mean, it's
Yeah,
the last episode just aired, so I mean, you
yeah.
know.
No, I have Welcome to Derry in my head for another reason. Return to Silent Hill has been rated R for bloody violent content. And
Nice.
it's scheduled to release January 23rd in theaters. Welcome to Derry has been confirmed for season 2 and 3.
Two and three.
Two
Wow.
and three, yeah. So, in season 2, they're jumping back to 1935, and then in season 3, they're jumping back to 1900. So we're gonna get. So we got the black spot in this season. We're gonna get the one massacre. I can't remember what it was called. In season 2, and then in season 3, I can't remember what the 1908.
Nice. I noticed on the last episode I watched that the guy from The Long Walk is also in this show in Welcome to Derry. The Native American kid.
Oh, that's the same person. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Sweet. Not that it's huge news, but Barack Obama named Sinners as one of his favorite movies of 2025. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come is coming out 2 weeks earlier than originally slated. So it'll be released on March 27th, 2026. And last but not least, we have sadly lost another horror, I don't want to say icon, but another horror actor with James Ranson. and he played Eddie Kasbrak in It season or chapter two, and then he was Deputy So and So in Sinister and Sinister Two. He sadly passed away yesterday or the day before. That's all I have for news.
Cool.
More than usual. What
Yeah.
do we have for 4Ks?
4K. 4Ks. We got Begonia.
Sick.
Excited to watch that.
Me too.
Black Phone 2. Excited to watch that. Black Phone 2. Cloud Atlas.
Dog shit movie.
And Tales from the Dark Side, the movie.
That's a cool steelbook.
That is.
Short and
That's it.
sweet.
Yeah.
Holy. Good movies, though.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, let's talk about this movie.
Let's do it.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we were talking about Don't Open Till Christmas from 1984. Starting off with the synopsis. Somebody with very little Christmas spirit is killing anyone in a Santa suit one London holiday season, and Scotland Yard has to stop him before he makes his exploits an annual tradition.
Yep.
This was directed by Edmund Purdom, and this is his only directing credit. He is predominantly an actor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know why this would ever be his last or his one and only movie. Speaking of him, he tops our cast list as Chief Inspector Harris. And we have Alan Lake playing Giles Harrison, Belinda Main playing Kate Brioski, and Mark Jones playing Detective Powell.
Yeah.
You have any honorable mentions?
I do not.
Me either. With that being said, let's dive in.
Alrighty. I apologize if I have to mute this, mute myself a
Oh, you're
lot
good.
going to this. So movie opens up. There's a couple in alley, a guy dressed as a Santa Claus, and they are about to get freaky in a car. And I feel like they blatantly copied the theme song from Jaws in this scene.
Okay, yeah.
Like very, very similar score of him coming up to the car, and
Yeah, that's fair.
he does end up stabbing both of them. And then we cut to a Christmas party going on. I believe Kate's dad is dressed as Santa Claus, and some very creepy old Santa ornaments in this scene as well. And we see some guy come into the party, just holding this giant harpoon. And the next thing you know is the Santa gets the harpoon through his eye, and is killed in front of everyone. Was
Through his
it
mouth.
through his mouth?
Yeah. I love this. This is without spoiling anything. I think no, it's not my favorite kill, but I love this kill because he's blowing one of those I don't know, like those party sound maker things that you blow out, like the whistle and it has the paper thing. So he's blowing one of those out, and then as he's blowing it out, the spear goes through the back of his head and out underneath this thing, and it's fully extended. And then as he dies, it just like kind of curls back in. And it was just a cool scene.
There was every kill was different in this movie, pretty much.
Which I can commend this movie for. Like
Yeah, they had everything.
they got creative at least.
Exactly. The next Santa Claus, we see a Santa get strangled. We see a Santa get his face burned off. And then we see the guy on the bike that has the present on it, says don't open till Christmas. I like that. So we see Giles, he is calling Powell. He may have some information on this killer that's going around. He apparently works for I forget what newspaper. But I gotta say, this may be the easiest. That guy is the killer in any movie.
Yeah, there was no whodunit in this one.
No, right off the bat, like this Giles guy, like, spoiler, but like he ends up being the killer in like Right off the bat, like even Powell is like trying to call up, the Associated Press or whatever and say, hey, do you know who this guy is? Like, obviously, this guy is not a fucking newspaper journalist or something, right?
Yeah. Well, there's even a scene like shortly after this where he's holding a Santa costume that this guy gives him, and he's just like holding it and he's like trying to rip it apart, and he's just like talking so angrily while he's holding it, and it's just like there is no question about who the killer is in this movie.
We also see a Santa Claus in the alley. He's kind of, I think he's drunk a bit, and then we see this guy coming out of nowhere, pull a gun on him,
Yeah.
and then just puts the gun in his mouth and just shoots, and then that's it. And
Yeah.
like all the kills in this are like very quick, but there's not one same kill pretty much in this
Yeah.
movie.
Yeah, like I think in the first 10 minutes we see four or five Santas get killed. So they're in very quick succession, which is fine, but then we kind of get like a second act that just takes forever to get through. Like not a lot's happening and it gets boring as fuck.
This movie's only like an hour and like 20 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. Did you watch it on Plex as well?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. And I was saying to you, like, the movie is a perfect length, but watching it on Plex, you get like 3 minute ads every once in a while. And it's just like, it probably extends the length of the movie an extra 20 minutes.
Easily, yeah, definitely.
So it just got to a point where it's like, holy fuck, I just want to get this done and over with.
We meet Jerry. He is out with his old friend Cliff, and Cliff and Kate. They're I don't know if they're married, but they're together, and they well, Cliff plays the flute or something like that,
Yeah.
and Kate just kind of stands around collecting the money. And Kate's dad was the one that was killed earlier. Jerry is a photographer. He takes photos of women, naked women, and he was going to make Kate dress up as Santa. I feel like Cliff like was a fucking piece of shit during this, because like
Oh, yeah.
Kate leaves, she's obviously upset, and then Jerry's like, "Oh, I'd want to take pictures with this girl or something," and then he just like, "Oh yeah, okay, I'll stay." It's like your wife just left
Yeah.
because Jerry insulted her with the fucking Santa costume. And And then Cliff was gonna hook up with this fucking girl, the naked
Yeah.
girl, too.
Yeah, 'cause they're going out to do like a street shoot. So Cliff and the girl go out and she's got like it's not like a Santa costume, but it's like that like almost like a bathrobe kind of thing that's like Santa's coat jacket. So they go out and she kind of opens up her robe and shows him her boobs and he's like, oh no, we can't do this out here. They're gonna think we're a couple of gays. And then he looks behind her, there's two cops, and he's like, fuck, here they come, and he takes off running and leaves her on her own. I'm just like, what the fuck was the point of all that?
And like I don't know where Jared is either. Like he's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, because they get locked out of the building.
So the cops end up chasing her and she hides. And then we see the killer come out and he's wearing this fucking creepy ass mask
I love the mask.
and has a knife, and it's like it's kind of like clear, kinda.
Yeah.
He's like rubbing the knife up down her like body, but he doesn't end up killing her, he just leaves. And I wonder if it's because like she wasn't fully dressed as Santa, maybe. I don't know. So the inspectors were talking to the naked girl there. The next day we see a Santa goes to a peep show, and he goes down in like this area. There's like a glass with a girl, and she like picks up the phone, is like talking to him. He's like this older guy, and they have like this conversation about like how her mother owns the peep show. And it's like this older guy, and then she's like kind of talking sexy to him, and then like out of nowhere, the killer comes down, ends up stabbing him, I think in the neck or something like that. And
Yeah.
then all the blood like squirts over the glass, and pretty good kill. Giles is at Powell's office again. and the Daily Mail had just never heard of Giles. So at this point, like, you know that Giles is a killer, right? We see a Santa. He's leaving the pub. He's being chased by a bunch of these punks. They end up stealing his bike. And then he ends up in this place called the London Dungeon. And it's like kind of like an art museum kind of thing, it looked like a bit. We see a lady ends up getting killed. She loses her glasses. She gets killed. And then she ends up like hanging behind this guy, the Santa, and she's like all cut up and bloody, and they ends up getting stabbed in the stomach. So a lot of dead Santas in this movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of kills in this movie.
There is, yeah. And then we end up at a fair with a ton of different Santa Clauses, and the one kill, the Santa Claus that was like out back taking a piss, the killer has like a knife in his fucking shoe, and he's wearing like these spike knuckles, and I was like, who's this guy, fucking James Bond, like just stabs a guy with his shoe knife and then punches him with like the spike knuckles. It was like, what kind of kills are these, man? Like, it's so ridiculous.
I love the next kill too, with the broken
I
bottle.
don't remember that one.
Oh, he breaks a bottle, and the cop's laying down on the ground, and he breaks the bottle. And it's like the slowest stab ever into his eye. But it kind of like you can tell it's a prosthetic, obviously. And it pushes the eye out, and the camera stays on it. And you can tell that it's just like a piece of like silicone, like for an eye. And he stabs it. And then the eye, while the camera's still on it, the whole piece of silicone starts to slide down his face. It's just like that is. I don't know, it's just guerrilla filmmaking at its finest.
So the next day, Cliff and Kate are performing. Detective Harris is there. He starts asking them questions. Powell's interviewing the dancer, and she kind of described him as his eyes smiled behind the mask. And he's like, okay, you can leave. There's going to be a detective so and so downstairs to escort you. She's like, well, why do you need an escort? And he's like, well, you saw him kill someone. He knows that you saw it. And then she goes down, and the guy's not there. And she's like, oh, I'm just going to leave. Ends up getting abducted in like plain sight, brought down to some, I don't know, mattress and chained up by the killer. Yeah, so Powell ends up letting Cliff go. We see another like big long like dragged out scene of this one Santa Claus being chased in like the stage theater. It was like 10 minutes long. Yeah, he's under the stage and there's like a girl performing, and then he gets killed, stabbed underneath, and then like the stage comes up and it's like the dead Santa. That was pretty cool. We're at a mall now. And I gotta say, that's like one of the fakest looking mall Santas I've ever seen. So bad. Sorry. He ends up getting killed in the bathroom, and sorry, I'm dying.
You're
Don't want
good.
to describe the kill.
Honestly, dude, I was hoping you were going to ask that because I don't remember this one.
I'll
It's been a
try
while since I've
and
watched
get
it.
through. Yeah, me too. But the camera's like faced on the urinal, but like you don't see him. You'll see there's like this blood squirting down in the into the blue urinal.
All right.
And then someone finds him, I think. Giles is at Kate's now. He is very creepy as well, honestly. You find out that, which I don't know if it's true or not. You find out that Detective Harris is Giles' brother.
Yeah, I don't know if that is true or not. 'Cause she tells him that he was at like an asylum too, but she can't find a record of his name or anything like that.
Yes, maybe Harris didn't know it was his brother or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, and at the same time, like she's trying to pin everything on Cliff at this point, which makes no sense because Cl she was with Cliff at the party where her dad got killed. He was with her. So I don't know if this is just like a continuation flaw that they didn't think of or what it was.
So he ends up stabbing Kate, and then Powell and Harris are going to her apartment. We get this chasing, of Powell chasing Giles. They're in like this car park, and one of the stupidest fucking kills in this. Giles hooks up, the fucking battery thing to one of the cars, and whenever Powell goes to open the car, it fucking electrocutes him. It's like, this is so dumb. And it worked.
It did.
Yeah. We see the dancer is still chained up, and Giles is there, and he's like, gives her an apple, and she's like, oh, I can't eat with being chained up, and he unchains her, and then she starts like telling him about Christmas, and like it's kind of like age, like, you know, egging him on and stuff like that. And then she hits him with a piece of wood. She escapes. And they get a tussle. She ends up pushing him over the edge of the railing. And I don't know how he ended up surviving, but he does. And I don't know why she didn't just leave, honestly. And then probably the weirdest ending to the movie is we get the backstory of Giles like growing up, and he ends up like walking in on a Sansa. I don't know if it was his mom or what that was getting railed by the Santa.
It was his dad fucking another woman.
Oh, okay.
And he walks in on it, and then his mother catches them. And then his dad hits his mother, and then she falls down a flight of stairs and dies. And that's why he hates Santa Claus.
And he got a Swiss Army knife for Christmas too.
Correct, yeah.
But yeah, then the next day we see Harris gets some sort of music box, and he opens it and it explodes, and you assume that Harris is dead.
Pretty good assumption, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It was a quick and abrupt ending.
It was, yeah.
I'm super happy that we got the backstory, though.
Oh, yeah, we
Because
definitely needed, yeah.
really wanted to know why he hates Santa Claus so much.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Alrighty. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
All right. How did you rate this movie?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I gave it a 1 out of 5.
Okay.
I did not have a really good time at all. It's kind of boring, kind of very stupid. You know, I will give it, some of the kills were cool and everyone was different. There's
Yeah.
not the same kill in it. But yeah, just the writing, the acting, just didn't like the characters. Yeah. What would you?
I think I was a little too nice with it. I gave it a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
I said if there's a plot to this movie, I must have missed it, but it does have pretty decent, like an 80 synth score to it. Some of the kills were really creative. And I loved the 80s practical effects in this one. Like they were so bad sometimes, but I mean, they did a well enough job, I'll say, considering how low the budget was and what they were able to do. But I don't know. It's a very boring movie. There's a lot of kills, but the stuff in between is just, it's not enough to really bring up the score at all. So yeah, 2 out of 5 for me.
Fair enough.
And you guys know our score, so we'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they don't have for us.
Okay. I
There's
kind of had a feeling.
no critic score, no critics consensus. And the audience score is a 17% on 100 ratings and an average score of 2.4 out of 5 or a 4.8 out of 10. So they kind of agree with us. Not great. What about Letterboxd?
Letterboxd has a 2.6 out of 5, so not terrible.
Not terrible.
Slash and Captain gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nope. I was waiting for that.
Nathan gave it a 3.5. That's it.
All right. Easy enough. All right. You ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Are We are flying through this fucking episode.
I know it's gonna be like a 30-minute episode.
You're sick. Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, how'd you rate the scares in this movie?
I'll give it a 3 out of 10, just because like of how many kills there is, how different each of them are, and like the practical effects aren't obviously great, but I can at least kind of somewhat appreciate effort. So, favorite kill, for scariest scene, I guess, would be the shoe knife and spike glove combo.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right.
And would I survive? I mean, I can't say I've ever dressed up as Santa Claus before, so
Fair point.
I'll say yes. How would you?
For my scares, I also gave it a 3 to 10. The mask like made him look creepy. Like it was see-through, but like it had like this weird smile on it and like the eyes looked weird. So I don't know. It was a creepy enough mask. And like the gore was very much 80s practical effects, but I enjoyed it. I don't know. I enjoyed the gore of this. Scary scene or favorite kill. I said the. We should start doing a favorite kill. Anyways, the Santa that gets his face smashed into the outdoor grill, like fire pit thing that he has. Just. Because like he comes up behind him and he strangles him and then he shoves his face down on this and then he lifts his face up and his skin is like melting off of his face and it looked really fucking good. Would I survive? Much like you, I don't think I've ever dressed up as Santa Claus, so I think I would be good. And like he doesn't seem like that hard of a guy to kind of, I don't know, defend yourself against. Yeah, I think I would survive.
Nice.
Short and sweet, but it's your turn to pick a movie for.
Yes. A movie that I feel like we did cover, but I don't think we did, so I'm pretty sure. For our final episode, we will be going to Norway and we'll be talking about Troll Hunter.
Oh, sick. Yeah, no, we haven't done that. That's one I wanted to pick during this whole thing.
Nice.
That's sweet.
Nice. Cool.
Beauty. Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I have. That's why I thought that we did cover it, but
Okay.
I think it just came to Netflix a few years ago, and
Yeah.
yeah. But it's been probably 5 or 6 years since I've seen it,
Okay.
so.
Yeah. It'll be a first time watch for me, so I'm excited. It's one I've always wanted to watch.
Nice.
But yeah. Okay. Hope you're feeling better soon.
Thank
Especially
you.
considering
Thank you.
Christmas is in a couple days.
Yep.
But yeah, in the meantime, you guys can catch us on social media at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our T Public account where we have our merch and also our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Speaking of Letterboxd, I saw you're at 341 movies and you want to hit 365 by the end of the year. You think you're going to be able to do it?
Probably not.
That's 24 movies in the next 9 days.
Yeah, I'm at 345 now.
Oh, 345. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw 340.
But probably not. But you never know.
Never know. I know you and your dad like to watch movies over Christmas
Yeah.
and shit like
Yeah.
that too. So, all right. Anyways.
Cool. Talk to you guys in a couple weeks and Mary Chrysler.
Bye.